Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Akwemi Claude Akinsanya. Claude is a dynamic individual with a passion for social change and youth empowerment, CEO and founder of GCBR and TCSL campaign. His BizHub is about that time when he accidentally sent out an email blast. Claude, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here.
So, my name is Akwemi Claude, and I am a social justice campaigner. And from my own story, I struggled with the years of being denied an education from 2017 and found that it was important to bring change and initiative in basically looking at the problems of why individuals are being denied an education, but also looking at the policy of where the child may be falling through the net and that element of their progression when it comes to kind of secondary and also when it comes to higher education. In my scenario, I fell through the net when it came from college to higher education. And this is where the problems come because of the lack of funding and investment. So what we see is that there's 1 in 5 of us that have a hidden disability, and we may be neurodiverse. And when I talk about hidden disabilities, it means when we learn in a different way, but in a creative way. Mm. And what we see is that there needs to be more representation. There needs to be more acknowledgement of inclusion. And these are things that are a work in progress. Greatly, we see that there are moves to progress of inclusion at the moment in certain areas. But when it comes to social justice and those elements of inclusion, we still got a way to go. And when I talk about this, it's in regards to reporting, and when it is in regards to things that are going on in the background and things that people are having to face and they're not really getting listened to. So these are the kind of issues which we find are an increased issue on a daily basis. And this is why we created our initiative and also wanted to spotlight other people's stories as well, while equally sharing my own story.
Right. So you sent this email blast. And what happened?
So I sent this email blast, and we got a massive engagement, but we also found that there was this element of needing more context when it came to the email. But we found that we found that there was a lot of like untold information when it came to the importance of inclusion, and that was the email blast that we found was a big impact and change.
Okay. What was your biggest takeaway from that?
Biggest takeaway was about getting out of our comfort zone, ensuring that others are able to hear the taboo topics, and also inform others when others are not really informed. So like when we talk about management, for example, and those teams within kind of structures of businesses or structures within education, for example, the importance of transparency between colleagues and each other is so important. So that's what we found that was really intriguing from our email blast, and this element of not everyone being on the same page.
Hmm. So sending out this email blast by accident was actually a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Well, that turned out pretty well.
Yeah, it did. And also, what I could say is that I think many of us are required to feel bold and to be bold with our actions and also bold with our point of views in the best way, because we're supposed to live in a world where I think, we get different point of views to make better policies and better systems that are more workable for citizens.
Well said. So, Claude, who are you serving? How can those people find you?
So people can find us on social. They can find us on Instagram at A underscore Claude underscore 2020. And they can also find us on Twitter. And once you find us there, you can then visit our link in bio, and then you can find our website for more information.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Claude, for coming in and sharing his story about that time when he accidentally sent out an email blast. If you've got a bizhap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 15 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.